Shutter, the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Hours after a hearing on an impeachment inquiry against President Biden wrapped, Committee Chairman James Comer issues subpoenas for additional banking records from the personal and business accounts of Hunter Biden and the president's brother. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the hearing.
Democrats mocked the hearing as a sham.
Honestly, if they would continue to say if or Hunter and we were playing a drinking game, I would be drunk by now.
And they called it a distraction from the looming government shutdown with a countdown clock ticking by the minute.
We're 62 hours away from shutting down the government of the United States of America, and Republicans are launching an impeachment drive based on a long debunked and discredited lie.
And the White House is telling workers to prepare for a government shutdown this weekend. The Senate is set to pass a stopgap spending bill, but the House plans to consider a different short-term package that includes money for border security, says Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
This is a place where we can get a short-term stopgap if we get something on the border.
But says House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
They are wasting time and taxpayer dollars in an illegitimate impeachment inquiry when we're about 48 hours away or so from an extreme MAGA Republican government shutdown.
Stores in Philadelphia are bracing for a possible another night of looting. It's happened the last two nights at liquor and clothing stores, as KYW's Tim Jimenez reports.
At this point, 50-plus people have been arrested for looting. That includes a social media influencer, Deja Blackwell. The 21-year-old goes by Meatball online. Police say she live-streamed the looting in different parts of the city. This was on the first night of this, and influenced others to do the same.
Companies that make popular weight loss and diabetes drugs are updating their labels because of reports of what's been happening to patients on them. CBS's Alexander Tin has those details.
The FDA now acknowledging increased reports of a condition known as ileus, that's essentially blocked intestines, after use of the medication. The labels for other medications like Novo Nordisk's other semaglutide injection Wegovy or Eli Lilly's Mounjaro also note reports of ileus.
New criticism of TikTok for its millions of users.
The nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate says popular videos are being posted by influencers who often downplay the risks associated with steroids.
What are the top three best steroids?
I ordered steroids online.
Jim Crisula, CBS News.
This just in, an army base in Hawaii has gone into lockdown at this hour because of reports that a man with a handgun fled after getting into a scuffle while trying to talk to soldiers. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board.
Hello!
And we are still, Greg Bach, on
Baby Watch.
We are still on Baby Watch. No word, except that LJ apparently is a little reluctant to leave her very comfy home, current home.
I mean, it's rent-free.
Well, it's rent-free. I'm sure it's warm and
food.
Food and all the things you need. So nothing to report right now. Again, as soon as we know something, we will absolutely share it with you. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here at 11 o'clock for our public cervix announcement. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is what your body is going through when you are in this stage of pregnancy and what's happening. And also, I want to know what friends and family can do for a new mom that is going to be the most useful, least intrusive thing, right?
Everybody, what can I do to help? Don't yell at me.
Yeah, everybody wants to help, but we want to make sure that it's the right kind of help. So also, coming up at 10:50, you have an opportunity to win a $100 gift card that's courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is $100. You can spend any way you want to. You don't have to spend it with them. They're just doing this because they're pretty wonderful.
That's pretty wonderful. And I got to say, everyone who's called in and given us what they want to do with it has been heartfelt and beautiful. Yep. No one's like, I'm getting an extra tall Bloody Mary this weekend. It's been very kind, very generous individuals calling. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. So coming up at 10:50, start thinking about it now. If you had this $100 from Auto Glass Now, what would you do with it? And we're going to take three callers. When you hear the sound of the breaking glass is when you want to call at 844-967-2789. We will take the first three callers who get through, ask you what you're going to do with the money. And then, as we know, Greg is a judge. He's the yum judge.
I'm the yum judge.
So we will be judging who is going to pick up that cash. And then at 11 o'clock again, of course, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have questions for her, you can always text them in. And 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's a few things
going on. Oh, there's some things to talk about today.
Yeah, there's just a couple of things going on. So stick around for that. Coming up at 11:30. Right now, though, Greg, I wanted to start with Robin Voss says what?
Oh, the Popcorn King is back again. He's saying dumb things, and I want to go blip.
So was it yesterday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they had a piece on who is Robin Voss?
Yeah.
And it basically gave some of his background, where he went to school and how long he's been in the legislature and what his businesses are and things like that. It wasn't a hit piece by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
It was just pretty much, this is who he is and this is what he does and his businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Today, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there's an opinion piece by said Robin Voss, the same man, with the headline that says, Tony Evers and Democrats said they wanted Iowa-style redistricting, then they rejected it If Governor Tony Evers is truly interested in resolving this issue, why won't he take yes for an answer?
You know, I really have to hand it to the Popcorn King, because when they made it such a simple, like, we're going to do the Iowa style of redistricting. There you go. And they walked away. And of course, every Democratic leader, every Democratic pundit, anybody who has a big, like a Democratic as in the party opinion, was like, yeah, right. This is a trap. We don't trust you, and we have every reason not to trust you. So after that happened, they're all like, well, you said you wanted fair maps, and we're giving you. No, you are not. Because every story that ran about this map proposal,
yes,
always said the same thing. Almost, nearly, pretty much, not exactly, because they left that loophole, and they're saying if it doesn't come to a consensus,
right,
they get to do whatever they want.
Like they do right now. Like they are doing right now.
Yeah.
So this is not, as you said, Greg Bach, the Iowa redistricting plan.
It's similar. Similar. There's another word they used.
Yes, similar, but it is not the same thing, because again, ultimately, it puts the power back in the hands of the lawmakers, who then can draw up any maps that they want and pass them, and we're still stuck in this process.
Yep.
So in today's op-ed piece in the Journal Sentinel, Mr. Voss says, I recently proposed we establish an independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission to remove politics from the process, restore confidence in our state's electoral system, and help our state move on from the bitter partisan battles of the last 2 years. Our neighboring state, Iowa, has employed a nonpartisan independent redistricting commission for many years and have had great success. Countless Democrats, even our governor, have previously supported such a model. If Evers is truly interested in resolving this, why won't he take yes for an answer? And why did all Assembly Democrats but one vote no on the very proposal they authored, even after we made changes and adopted 7 amendments to address their newfound concerns? Now, this really makes me laugh. I sincerely doubt this is a simple change of heart. More likely, it appears the financial and political calculus has changed. Deep-pocketed donors have recently committed millions of dollars to advocating for judicial-drawn districts. I propose the Evers plan to adopt the Iowa model, an independent nonpartisan redistricting commission to be created by the legislative and executive branches. In 2019, Governor Evers said people should get to choose their elected officials. Now he and his allies want state Supreme Court justices to draw our maps. We are simply calling on the governor to stick to his word. The alternative, kicking the can down the road, is continued instability is untenable. Let's embrace bipartisanship, Greg Bach, and cooperation so we can get back to the business of governing. From addressing the cost of living to ensuring our kids have a quality education and building a strong economy for all Wisconsinites.
I'd like to believe that he actually put the name Greg Bach in there, like he was talking to me. I talk to him a lot on Twitter. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, folks, I am, or X or whatever, I am Greg Bach. You can see the one-sided conversation I've been having with Robin Voss for years now. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. He always presents himself as this mild-mannered,
reasonable,
person of the people. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help. I'm the guy who's going to get Wisconsin going again. And he has never done anything but show that he is in the interest of himself, which is a businessman, a property owner,
yes,
and other businesses with tax cuts, and dive bombing what was a much better Brewers deal from Governor Evers, which was much more fiscally responsible. It gained interest in the savings, said no, and then he proposes a deal that is nearly 3 times, and then just puts Milwaukee and the people on the hook.
Yep.
And walks away saying, well, we can't let them leave. I love baseball. And that's the other thing that really makes me mad about him, is that I would respect him if he was a savvy, silver-tongued politician who could walk in the room going, hey guys, how about that Christian Yelich really good home run the other night? Instead, he walks in the room going, bleep, blore, baseball, bat, hit, ball. I love sports, people. America, Wisconsin. I mean, He's been in office for 20 years.
2004.
And that's not even counting being elected as a county supervisor.
Right. Yeah. He's been on the public dime for a long time. It's a good gig if you can get it.
What a moocher.
844-967-2789. Love to know what you think about this op-ed piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Robin Voss. And just reading some of the comments on JS Online, this is the most disingenuous, morally bankrupt argument I've read in a long time. And that's saying something because I follow state politics closely. You were against this before you were for it because all you care about is power, not democracy. What you and your GOP cronies are proposing here isn't even the actual Iowa-style redistricting approach. Sorry, the Supreme Court's ours now. We took it back fair and square. Time for real, honest, and fair election maps.
I mean, that's what it comes down to as well. It's like, this is just sore loserdom. This is sore loserdom.
Oh, absolutely.
And there have been, I mean, I think Matt Gaetz said that if we had, Matt Gaetz said something to the effect of, and I apologize for not remembering the exact quote, but things are like, fair maps, Republicans admit they don't win. Election equality in our elections, ability for ballots to be like registration, things like that.
Yep.
They lose elections. Electoral college goes away. They lose elections.
Oh, yeah.
And they all know it because they've all said it in interviews. So this is just another example of absolute sore loserdom coming from the man who holds the heavy crown of popcorn on his head.
He does. It is a heavy... Heavy, and the orb is even heavier.
Yeah.
I've heard. Another comment, since the GOP-controlled legislature can still push their own maps at the end of the day, this is not the Iowa-style fair map drawing. This is what they said about this. Quote, Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand said, this isn't the Iowa model. It's also just impossible to expect Iowa-style fair results when you still have the capacity to gerrymander at the end of the day, which is what this bill allows for. They can reject and reject and draw their own. You can't do that in Iowa. That's why the Iowa system works. If they have pulled that out, then you do not have the Iowa system in this bill. And again, that's the whole problem.
Ba-boom.
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 844-967-2789. Reactions, thoughts, feelings.
Fears.
Fears, concerns. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, we've got that $100 giveaway coming up at 10:50, so stick around for that. We are coming up against a break. We will take your calls and your texts right after this. Stick around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday. The high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. Currently 62 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
On FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
The main point I'd like to make is, and I've wanted to say this for a long time, and this is especially for any of the Republicans that listen to the show. If you were a business and you were being honest with yourself, and especially in the qualified business that has the philosophy as we only hire the best, would you hire any of these knuckleheads? And if you did anyway, I would bet within 6 months you'd be firing them. And one more point to be made after that. The root cause of this flea show that's going on is the voters. These idiots aren't the only idiots out there. The problem that this country is now facing is you have a cult, and it's was called the Republican Party. Now it isn't anymore. They're not like Democrats. They don't have honest debates on who's qualified. Like what would happen if you're interviewing someone for a job to make sure you're picking the best person. They simply pull the lever based on who they're told to pull for, regardless of what idiot is going to be running the country. And, you know, I'm a little bit younger than you. I distinctly remember all the stuff that went down with Nixon. I remember the wars. I remember when Reagan came in, you know, he was responsible for, you know, crashing the economy too, and lying and being totally mentally deficient with his Alzheimer's in probably the last 2 years of his 8-year term. And
right.
This country just simply cannot make a single effort to truly want to understand history. As you point out in the show, if you don't know history, then you're just a walking zombie. That's all you are. And if you really want to get out of that, and this is for CJ and the others, demonstrate to me when next time you call in and you just do a soundbite from Fox News. Follow it up with in reference to what? Give me something solid that fortifies your argument. You don't just get to pop off the canned statements that you memorize from your news. You have to back it up with something in reference to it.
Excellent point, Kurt. Excellent point. And it's said very dispassionately and very truthfully. I really appreciate that great call. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Oh, I love his comments, and I love his dispassionate way of doing it, because I'll tell you, I just get in a frenzy when I see what's going on, and it's like, wow, I've never, you know, Matt, I'm going to be 69 soon, and I've never, you know, I've watched your government, and I've never seen anything like this before. But the thing that gets me going is the way that they go after Biden all the time, and here's the guy that had the biggest mess on ever in our history, and he had to clean it up in all of the areas. And, you know, we had people dying. And the thing that really gets me is they keep blaming the liberals. And in all honesty, they were Republicans that reported Trump's behavior. They were Republicans that have been witnesses throughout all of these processes. These are not Democrats. These were Republicans, but they wouldn't accept this behavior. There's something going on with this picture, and I would love to know who's financing this type of stuff, Matt, because, you know, this is beyond the scope of regular things that go on in our country. And I hope, you know, if people got ideas and things, we all need to work together to correct this bad.
Well, I have some good news for you, Green. I have some good news. Poll just came out today, and you've seen all these polls. And this one is a national poll, and in a head-to-head, Biden-Trump, Biden 45, Trump 40. Things are starting to change. Now, you may say, and I would agree with you, that it doesn't matter what a national poll says, because Trump's going to take Mississippi and Alabama, and Biden's going to take New York and California. New Hampshire just came out, Biden 52, Trump 40. 12 points. So it's a snapshot. It's a couple of years, it's a year and a half away. So what? It's good news. People are catching on. And let me tell you something else. Trump went to Michigan yesterday to dodge the debate. Joe Biden went. Sean Fain, the president of the UAW, stood with him. Trump went. The management of a non-union supply distribution firm invited him, and had 150 employees. They were all supposed to turn out. 450 people showed up. 300 of them were either paid or were Republican volunteers. One of them had a sign that said UAW for Trump. The other one said auto workers for Trump. Journalists went up to him. Said, "Are you with UAW?" The guy said, "No." Went up to the other one, said, "You an auto worker?" The other said, "No." The Republicans do this. They've done it in Wisconsin. People, however, are just going to see the following: the word Michigan, the word Trump, and the word UAW, and the word auto workers on signs. And not everybody's listening to this show. That did happen. Very, very sneaky. Extremely sneaky. Now, what do you do with this? Pass it on. Everything about Trump is a fake. It's false. He says Mark Milley should be murdered. He's not going to pull a trigger. Mark Milley announced yesterday that he now has to have security, probably for the rest of his life, for him and his family. Not a single Republican spoke out at the debate. Not a single Republican in this state said that was a bad thing. Not Ron Johnson, not Gallagher, not Van Orden, not Stile, not any of these folks. Not any of these folks, not a single one. The Republican Party is so afraid of Trump, they're standing by, they're complicit in threats of violence, and they will be complicit if a lone wolf acts on those threats. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You know it too.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. With a partial government shutdown deadline about a day away from now and without any authorization by full House members, House Republicans launched a formal impeachment hearing against President Biden. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Throughout the more than six-hour hearing, the White House issued statements saying nothing can distract from the Republicans' inability to govern as the shutdown loomed.
About that looming shutdown, correspondent Nicole Killian spoke with Republican Byron Donalds of Florida.
Can you guarantee there won't be a shutdown, or is it
inevitable at this
point. I can't guarantee that. If there's a that could happen, it could not happen. The number one thing we have to do is finish our work.
The Food and Drug Administration looking into side effects reports about an anti-diabetes drug now popular against obesity.
The label for drug Ozempic, which is part of a class of medications which has become popular for weight loss, has now been updated, with the FDA now acknowledging increased reports of a condition known as ileus, that's essentially blocked intestines.
CBS's Alexander Tin. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines, as always. Rob of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Rob.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Well, I'm actually from Rockton, Illinois, just driving through town here, and I'm kind of shocked to hear some of the things I'm hearing. I am a Republican, but I'm not too proud of him, honestly, and I think Trump is as big of an idiot as a lot of you guys say, but you're also backing Biden and Harris, and you're bagging on Reagan, saying that he was, you know, losing his mental faculties, and look what we're dealing with right now.
Well, let me tell you something, Rob, and let me give you some historical facts. Reagan, towards the end, and I think it was more than the last 2 years, I think it was more than that, clearly had cognitive issues. You know, he's older, cognitive issues. And his cabinet and everybody covered for him pretty well. Joe Biden does not have any cognitive impairment. Joe Biden, when he was young, from a very little boy, stuttered. and there's a hesitancy in his speech. If you take a look at him, he's in better physical shape than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in decline. He has cognitive issues. He was talking about starting World War II. He misidentifies people. He's confused, and everything he does is threatening violence. He is close to Alzheimer's himself. I'm not saying today or tomorrow, but if you elect Donald Trump, on top of everything else, on top of the fact that he's basically Putin's servile lapdog, he'd pull us out of NATO. He would give up Ukraine. He would do nothing if Putin went into Poland. Other than the fact that he has divided us racially, other than the fact that he launched an insurrection to hang his own vice president, other than the fact that he said that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff should be murdered, other than that, he doesn't have all his marbles. Joe Biden does have all his marbles. He pushed through hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, through a hostile Congress, through Mitch McConnell's Senate, Moscow Mitch, because Joe Biden is the most experienced president in terms of congressional relations we have had since 1788. Why do I say 1788? Because that's the first president, George Washington, took office. Joe Biden's been in this game in the Senate for 50 years. No one knows it better than he does. Everybody out there shoots their mouth off and says, well, Joe Biden, the Republicans say cognitive issues, so everybody repeats it. The Republican Party is half right. Trump has cognitive issues. Trump is only 3 years younger than Biden. If Trump were elected in 2024, he'd be 82 when the term's over. He's in decline. He's in terrible physical shape. He's trapped. He is charged with 91 felonies. He will go to prison. He's terrified. And when he approaches Putin, he's servile, like a dog with his own leash in his mouth going to his master. Other than that, he's terrific. Thanks for calling, Rob. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Bob.
Well, the history of treason runs from Benedict Arnold to Benedict Donald. and these guys are so crazy. I mean, the Republicans just they jumped the shark a long, long time ago. You know, you used to compare Earth 1 to Earth 2. Well, now I think you got to compare Earth 1 to Pluto. But no, that's not far enough. It's Earth 1 to Alpha Centauri. But no, that's not far enough. It's Earth 1 to the Crab Nebula. That's how far out these guys are. Right. Does anybody take them seriously? You know, I just watched the Fox guy say, oh, yeah, he went to that UAW rally. And, of course, it wasn't anything like that.
Right. They lied. Look, the signs were fake. The signs were fake. They had 450 or 500 people out there, and they only had 150 employees there. Where'd the other 300 or 400 people come from? They were paid or they were volunteers, activists from out of state, that just held up fraudulent signs. Under Trump, it's a fraudulent party. Under Dwight Eisenhower, it was not a fraudulent party. It was a center-right party that we really needed. When they had people like Bob Dole, I mean, even George H.W. Bush, as bad as he was, George H.W. Bush stood up to Russia. Every Democrat and Republican has stood up to Russia since Ralph Roosevelt, but Harry Truman, except for this guy, Donald Trump. But I want to get back to what Rob, I said Rob of Appleton, but apparently he was driving through Appleton, and glad you're visiting our state, Rob. And the truth of the matter is, I hope you do call him again. But Rob, Donald Trump is cognitively impaired. He's morally impaired. He's a sociopath, and he's a danger. But he is also cognitively impaired. He's confused when he speaks. He threatens violence at the drop of a hat. He's petulant, like the early stages of dementia. Joe Biden is in terrific physical shape. I mean, he was a star high school athlete, and he's in great physical shape. And you look at his accomplishments. He flies to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. He flies to Warsaw. Now he's in Arizona. He was in California. He has tremendous stamina. And yes, he is not Cicero or Demosthenes. Okay, so what? You know, he's not Daniel Webster or something. He's a guy that was stuttered as a kid, and he knows Senate politics, congressional politics better than anyone. And he's occasionally imprecise in speech. It's not a sign of any cognitive delay. It's a question of the kind of guy he is. Boston, Massachusetts had a mayor, forget his name, but they call him Mumbles, Mayor Mumbles, because he mumbled. He was smart as heck. He was a great mayor. Several terms, everybody loved him. Donald or Joe Biden is who he is. But Donald Trump will pull us out of NATO, kowtow to Russia, our main enemy since 1945, and he's the only president who's caved into people like Putin. He's done it because he's been bribed. He's gotten money from the Ruskies, and because they have the perverted sex video from the Moscow hotel room. And don't even begin to tell me, well, that's never been proven because we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it because Putin has his hands on it, and he will not reveal it as long as he can play Trump. But the other thing is this. Trump was diagnosed by a number of psychiatrists as being a psycho-narcissist, psychotic narcissist. And what they meant by that, a psychopathic narcissist, remember something. Some diagnosed him as a sadomasochist. Sadomasochism is a two words in one word, the sadism and masochism. Some of the worst sadists were also masochists. Trump treats women, treats anybody that he thinks is weaker than he is, sadistically. But in the face of what he thinks is power, and he looks on Kim Jong-un and he looks on Putin as power, he's submissive. There's a submissive aspect to him. When Kim Jong-un captured Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year with Korean torture and sent his corpse back to his parents, Trump had called him Little Rocket Man. And then in revenge, that's what Kim Jong-un did. But Trump after that said, well, Kim Jong-un didn't know, must have been some bad North Koreans. And then he said he loved Kim Jong-un. And he flew to Hanoi to meet with Kim Jong-un. He's chicken. I do not want a chicken president. I do not want a dementia president. And that's why I do not want Donald Trump. We go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Joe.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your show. So if you already touched this subject, I apologize for bringing it up again. But I was thunderstruck, gobsmacked, in disbelief about the comments from Mr. Tuberville of Alabama, who's, you know, really charted a fine course for a guy who's never served in the military to be critiquing the military. And apparently he came out with a comment. I know you're very big on the idea, and I support this 100%. You got to know history. And, of course, it was back in Truman desegregated our military back in 1948. And apparently Tommy hasn't quite gotten that yet, because he said that he doesn't regard our military as an equal opportunity employer. Hello?
Yes, he did say that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you served in the military. Were there different kinds of people in the military that you served with? I'm assuming so. And this is the part that got me so irate. He said, it's like football. You can't have different groups. Well, of course you have different groups. And I would come back to the example that I've cited before, and I will cite again, which is one of the greatest people in the state of Wisconsin who affected things nationally was Coach Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers, who led the league in integrating black players within his team, and also was very amenable to gay players being on his team. He really led the way in that back in the 1960s, you know, way back in Wisconsin before this was, you know, the idea of woke was nothing had ever been said about that. He did it based on his experience in life when, as an Italian American, he had been discriminated against, and his brother was gay and his brother had been discriminated against. So Tuberville, the guy who's never served, is full of opinions and apparently believes that there's no equal opportunity in the military service. I don't know. It says you can't discriminate based on race, color, national origin, religion, gender ID, or sexual orientation. But apparently he didn't get that memo yet. So we're all waiting for Tommy to join the 21st century. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, excellent call as always. And let me tell you a couple of shocking things. Tommy Tuberville said right out, he said, I'm a white supremacist. The definition of a white supremacist is an American. The definition of a white supremacist is a Trump supporter. That's a direct quotation. There is nothing that he says about race or white supremacy that is indistinguishable from the South right after the Civil War, the formation of the Ku Klux Klan, the violence against Black people, the demeaning Black people for 100 years to the Civil Rights era. And then John Kennedy got shot, partly in my view, because he was for civil rights. Civil rights workers were tortured and captured. And this clown Tuberville, who no senator will say, let's get rid of unanimous consent and let's promote these flag officers because we're not going to succumb to a white supremacist. No senator has taken him on. Well, we're taking him on. And let me tell you something else. This will shock you if you haven't already heard it. Marjorie Taylor Greene put in a resolution. It's called the Holman Rule, going back to 1876, where Congress can take an appropriation bill and any member, just by resolution, can target a single individual in a federal agency or a single program. In other words, for firing or for reduction in salary. She put in a resolution that the Republicans passed by voice vote to reduce Lloyd Austin's pay, the Secretary of Defense, to $1 a year because he is the first Black defense secretary in the history of the country. He was a distinguished general. He is a distinguished general. He commanded troops in combat. He's a wonderful man. And the reason they say it is because a couple of things. They say, well, he presided over the fact that you had to have a COVID vaccine if you were on active duty. That's because Army doctors said, you better do that or you're going to lose some soldiers. That is one of her reasons. The main reason is the Republican Party does not like Black people to be treated as everybody else. And I don't say that lightly, but Tommy Tuberville, Marjorie Taylor Greene, not a single Wisconsin Republican has criticized them for what I just described. You're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Ring up fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for October
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday. The high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. Currently 62 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
On the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The shutdown is around 2 days away. 2 days away. The Republican Party is in chaos. There's a report of a shouting match between Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz, I think yesterday, in the caucus. Matt Gaetz is making a cottage industry of attacking Kevin McCarthy, trying to drag him down. He wants anarchy. And he attacked Kevin McCarthy, said, well, you transferred $5 million out of a PAC that the speaker controls to the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, which is what speakers do in each party. I mean, you support your own party. Gaetz didn't like that because the incumbents that Kevin McCarthy was trying to shore up are not Freedom Caucus incumbents. One of Kevin McCarthy's strongest congressional supporters said to Gaetz, shut the F up. Shut the F up. This is the Republican caucus, and we're supposed to go into shutdown because they can't get along within themselves. There's nothing to do with Democrats. In the Senate, there's already been a bipartisan continuing resolution that's been proposed. Not a single Republican so far has signed on to it, including the Republican congressman in this state. So anytime any of these clowns, these Republican congressmen in Wisconsin try to go, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm your friend, they're not your friend. Believe me, they're not your friend. Here is the situation. The Democrats have about 213 votes. The Republicans have 221. As best anyone can determine, 190 to 200 of the Republicans would immediately back the Senate compromise that was bipartisan, hammered out between Mitch McConnell, and our majority leader, Chuck Schumer. All of the Democrats would support it. So if you add 213, so let's just say 190, not even the 200, 213, 313. It comes out to almost 400 of the 435 members of Congress would support it. Why should 35 members of Congress shut the government down? Shut the government down. I'm going to propose a solution that's aggressive. It would require Joe Biden for a short period of time to enter an executive order, but here's what I would propose. There is a caucus called variously the Common Sense Caucus or the Bipartisan Caucus, and it's basically a bunch of Democrats who are moderates, not in the squad, and a bunch of Republicans who are moderates and not in the Freedom Caucus. Have them issue a discharge petition. A discharge petition is a procedural mechanism where the heck with McCarthy, the heck with MAGA group, it goes to the floor for a vote. And the discharge petition would say, let's vote exactly on the Senate compromise. which keeps the government open while we talk some more about these issues. There's one problem with it. Under the rules of the House, a discharge petition has to sit for 30 days before it can be acted on. 30 days from today is October 28th. But the government's going to run out of money and shut down in 2 days. And the agencies have already been sending notices to employees that they're going to be laid off. I'm Joe Biden, and I know he doesn't like this because he is a congressional guy. I mean, he's been around it for 50 years. You enter an executive order. You direct the Treasury and the Fed and everybody else to assume that in 30 days that this budget, this continuing resolution, I should say, proposed by the Senate, is going to be adopted by the House. And in the meantime, act as if it has been adopted, because this 30-day business is nothing more than a congressional rule, and pay our bills, issue our money, which they can do. 30 days from now, the discharge petition is sat around for 30 days. It's voted on, and by a vote of roughly 400 to 35, it passes. If they go to court, if they go to the six tarantulas, tarantulas say, no, you can't do that. You've got to shut the government down. I think what Biden says is, make me. You are bad tarantulas. A couple of you are bribed tarantulas. Clarence Thomas and at least one other, frankly, should be subject to a grand jury for indictment. In Clarence Thomas's case, for bribery and fraud. Bad tarantulas. And regrettably, under the Constitution, tarantulas, you do not have a police force or an army. So shut up. Now, that's extreme. I know you don't have to adopt that kind of language. Joe Biden is smoother. That's why he's been in the Senate or vice president for 50 years and president. I get it. But you get the idea. When you have roughly 400 members of a 435 member body who will follow the lead of the Senate in this bipartisan continuing resolution to keep the government open, it is madness to say there's nothing we can do. Are you kidding me? And let 35 people, several of them sociopaths. Paul Gosar is a sociopath. He has advocated the murder, the hanging of Mark Milley. And nothing happens to him because he's a member of Congress. Before that, he put out a video in which he murders Ocasio-Cortez and physically attacks Joe Biden, the president. He should have been indicted then. If I put out a video doing the same thing to Trump, the Secret Service would knock on my door. This guy is getting off because he's a congressman. Trump is getting off on the Milley thing, or Milley, simply because he's running, and he's a former president, and he's running for president. Enough is enough. We shouldn't have to shut down when 400 members of Congress don't want us to. Figure it out. And if the congressmen in this state don't have the spine, this Gallagher and Stein, all these characters who try to pass themselves off as moderates, don't have the spine to intervene, you got to toss them out. I know they're gerrymandered, but at some point, if somebody is out there on the Republican or independent side who cares about America, maybe one of my fellow veterans, say, I don't like the Democrats. Okay, I don't like any of this stuff, but I will not have people who betray the United States. We're coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocates, a great show. And I am signing off for today.
gravedigger Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.